Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery. I'm Anon. Thank you for being patient with me. I was out for the last 2 weeks. With the beginning of school and Labor Day, things just got kind of crazy. Plus, I have a lot of stuff going on with the divorce. So I took 2 weeks off and I'm back. And I'm really grateful. I have some volunteers now working with me and I'm really grateful for their help. So shout out to them and all that they do as we work step 12 together to bring this message of strength and hope to other women in the same situation. So today I want to talk about step 7, which is one of my absolute favorite steps. Well, I love all the steps, but this willingness to have God remove our character weaknesses and then humbly asking him to do so. Step 7 is the humbly asking him to do so. The humility really comes from the other steps. When I started this program, I was not humble at all, and I still have so far to go. But I'm feeling more humble now than I pretty much have ever felt in my life, knowing that I am powerless and that I do have defects and I cannot fix them, and that I need to ask Heavenly Father to fix them for me humbly, knowing that he'll do so in his own time. Now, that humility is really important. That's why we go through the other steps, to develop that humility before we get to step 7. Because step 7 is not about just demanding that we're this amazing person, like, God, fix me now, right? That is not at all what step 7 is about. From the Blue Book, we frequently misunderstand the word humility. Often we think it implies weakness, lack of character, or helplessness. In a world that exalts fame and fortune, humility does not seem like a desirable quality. Instead, we believe success requires pride and ambition. Now, this next paragraph in the Blue Book describes me perfectly. Many of us spent years achieving the kind of success we could measure in money and material possessions. We tried to be successful in our careers and thought that it was the way to guarantee happiness. We acquired comfortable homes and thought that that would guarantee comfort. We thought we could guarantee a secure future through hard work and intelligence. So that sentence was me to a T. I thought that I could guarantee a secure future through hard work and intelligence. And so I just attacked everything with that hard work and intelligence, thinking that I knew the right way to do things. We thought meeting our physical and material needs were the primary goals of our lives. We were not necessarily wrong, it's just that we left out some important priorities. Even though we meant well, we hindered ourselves with our lack of humility. We didn't realize how important humility is in building our characters, nor did we see that spiritual needs have to come before any others. At times, we did have a sincere desire to build our characters, but we had to choose between character and comfort. Somehow comfort always won. That describes me perfectly. When we had to choose between character and comfort, somehow comfort always won. In SNN, we learned that pride and fear were the motives for much of our irrational behavior. We feared that we would never get the things our pride told us we deserved. We feared we would lose the relationships and material possessions we had. That's why, for me, I didn't set boundaries because I was very fearful that I would lose my relationship. And my worst fears have come to pass, and I'm okay. As we approach step 7, most of us have learned to call upon God in times of great need. We really have begun to desire humility instead of just accepting it as something we should want. We have learned that we can accomplish more with a humble attitude than we can when we are prideful and fearful. Humility works better not only when we are asking God for help, but also when we are dealing with other people in our lives. Humility allows us to ask for and accept God's forgiveness. With that forgiveness, our consciences can be at ease, and as long as we place genuine reliance upon a higher power, our humility is at work. So, I am going to be doing step 7 again soon because I'm right now doing step 4 again. I'm doing step 4 with the help of the Al-Anon Blueprint for Progress book, and I'm really excited now that I've uncovered some more character defects to humbly take these to Heavenly Father and ask him to remove them. I know I'm not powerful enough to do this, and I know that I need him to remove them for me as I humbly ask him. I'd like to talk about some of these character defects that I'm looking at. Am I aware of others, or am I self-centered? Do I try to become less preoccupied with myself by getting interested in things outside myself? Can I see that being helpful to others is a way out of my dilemma? Are my responsibilities to myself kept in good balance with my desire to reach out to others? With that one, I'm kind of right in the middle. I feel like I am sometimes self-centered and sometimes I'm aware of others. That's one thing that I'd like to be better at. That's one of the character defects I will be asking God to remove, is my self-centeredness. Am I thoughtful or am I self-pitying? These are some of the questions. Have I considered that others may have had as difficult a time in life as I have? Do I steer clear of getting others to feel sorry for me? Do I see problems as one of my greatest sources of growth in life, a real gift from my higher power? I feel like I don't want people to feel sorry for me. I don't like that at all. And I do definitely consider that other people have a very difficult time. But where I'm having a struggle with right now is, do I see problems as one of the greatest forces for growth in my life? And I am not there. So I'm asking Heavenly Father to help me be more thoughtful. Am I cheerful or am I depressed? Do I avoid blaming others for my unhappiness? Sometimes. Sometimes I don't. Can I understand why Abraham Lincoln said most folks are as happy as they make their minds up to be? And that I put a yes with an exclamation point. I've always felt that way, that I'm happy and that I choose to be happy. Do I recover quickly from disappointment? And normally I do, very quickly. So right now I'm kind of in between being cheerful and depressed. The antidepressant, of course, has helped with that. So that's another thing I'll be asking. So there are a lot of different things that I'm so grateful for that I'm seeing in myself. At the very end of the section, it says, after answering these questions on the subject of character traits, what have I learned about myself? And I put, I have a lot to work on. Now, steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 prepare you to be able to see this with compassion for yourself and in a place of peace. So now I'm looking at these things and I'm thinking, okay, I could be more purposeful. I could use my talents and abilities more effectively. I could definitely be more grateful. I could be more willing to seek emotional and spiritual balance. There are so many things that I could improve on. And instead of feeling guilty or shame, I'm feeling hope. As I get to step 7, where I will humbly ask God to remove these defects of character and replace them with His way of thinking and His way of doing things, I'm really excited about the increased peace I will feel in my life. The Blue Book suggests a prayer for step 7. It reads, "My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen." Thank you for joining me today for our podcast. I'm looking forward to this fall, and I would ask you, if you are in recovery and you are working with a sponsor, if you will please contact me at anon@betrayaltraumarecovery.org and share your story. Right now, I'm looking for D-Day stories. I found that it's really important for women to hear other women's D-Day stories. Hearing other D-Day stories seems to be like a healing point for women when they're looking out to start the healing process. So if you would be able to anonymously share your healing story with listeners of this podcast, all of us would really appreciate it. Also, if you are in recovery and you are working on a certain step and you want to talk about some of the aha moments that you've had or some of the ways that you've implemented boundaries, we would love to hear your perspective. I love sharing, and I want this to be a podcast for everyone with lots of different scenarios and women sharing from lots of different experiences. So please email me at anon@betrayaltraumarecovery.org if you're interested in doing that. You can also find the blog, which from now on will be a transcription of these podcasts, betrayaltraumarecovery.org. There's some links there to a lot of the resources that we've talked about. And also you can listen directly from the website if you don't have access to iTunes. And thanks those of you who have gone to iTunes and given us a rating. That helps other women find our podcast. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter and keep coming back, because it works when we work it.